It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning!
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve-O, let's just go have a normal morning. What do you say?
Hey, a ginormous advisory for anybody coming near Calvary's campus right now, Calvary, Albuquerque.
Yeah, check it out. So we're walking up, bum-ba-dum-ba-dum, just bumbling along, talking about 9-11.
9-11 randomly this morning.
And then we look down, and
I thought
little,
there was a homeless guy in the park.
In the little grassy knoll out there.
Right in front of us, it looked like there was a person on all fours, like digging or doing something. And
I was like, what is
that?
That's a bear.
That's a bear!
Black bear. Black bear in the wild here on Calvary Albuquerque campus.
Not dog size.
I took a picture.
Size.
I'm going to put the picture up.
We just faced our... Dude, yesterday you faced a snake. You faced a rattlesnake in the studio, and apparently it brought about...
Okay.
I'm not even joking.
Okay, so snake yesterday. Bear. We saw a bear, everyone.
The only thing that I'm more afraid of...
Bear.
Mountain lions. So maybe tomorrow, mountain lion.
Tomorrow,
we'll see.
Mountain lion. Next day, dragons.
Yeah, so... yes, we are being totally serious. There is a black bear... I scared him with my voice.
Yeah, he did. So
get out of here, bear!
Sometimes people come up here to do like Bible studies early in the morning. If you're one of those people and you're listening, he ran towards the studio.
Plex. Yeah.
Studio
150. Studio
150 past the volleyball place.
So FYI, if you are near campus and you were planning on coming to campus, you might want to not... decide to do that because honestly, yes, there is. We've called the police and
animal control,
and yet there is a ginormous black bear.
It wasn't threatening. It was really funny because Steve-O was talking on the phone loud, and it kind of hurt us.
It
started like, and then we were like, "Yeah, yeah," and then it ran off. And we walked around the corner, and I was scared. I was like, "Get out of here, bear!" And then this little black cat like crawled down a tree and went meow.
Yeah.
So I guess the bear might have been chasing the little cat.
Gosh. So we saved a cat's life this morning, unfortunately.
Saved a cat. Panda. Panda, I saved one of your relatives.
There you go. Your relatives are saved.
Panda. Are you listening, Panda?
So you have to like me now, cat. Black bear. Don't know what else to say. Talk about a crazy way to start your morning.
Black bear.
We're like walking down the stairs and is that a person? Why is it? Wait.
We thought it might have been our buddy Steve Ryman dressed up trying to scare us.
I immediately called Steve because I thought, if he's walking towards the studio, we're scaring this bear off towards the studio.
Man, that was pretty exciting. Think of all the things we've seen early in the morning. We saw a guy in a gold Cadillac get the snot beat out
of
him. We've seen... that one time we pulled up and there was that dude out there by his truck and it looked like he was changing clothes.
What is happening?
Now we see a black bear. It's only up from here, people.
I'm bummed that I didn't become one of those people that immediately grabbed my phone to put it on YouTube. Like, I called Steve.
I became one of those people.
Man.
Here we are in an emergency situation, and Pharrell went, ooh. It's real fuzzy.
Did you get any good pictures?
I got one.
Bear or the picture?
No, I got it. Like, you can plainly tell that's a bear.
Oh, there, yeah,
but
there
it
is
doesn't.
A bear.
It doesn't convey the size of the bear.
That sucks.
Man, that bear's like 20 foot tall, 50 foot long. Had big old red eyes and bloody teeth.
I wish I would have taken a picture before we started backing up, because it was like, wait. I immediately went into emergency mode of, what do we do in this situation? I can't remember. Is this the one that we rush, or is this the one that we slowly back away from? I can't remember.
Can't remember.
So I just stood there frozen, and you're like, let's go to the car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we should.
Because my bear training kicked in. That's right. Bear training. I was like, check it out, self. That in front of you is a natural disaster waiting to happen. It's trying to come after you. It might turn on you. What do you do? Steve-O, what do you do if a bear comes after you? Number one thing, you don't run.
I thought you curled into a little ball.
Exactly. You go fetal position.
Yeah.
Boom, on the ground. And then it comes up and it smacks at you a little bit.
You started wanting to run.
No, I didn't want to run. I said, let's go back to the car. And then I was slowly walking back. But then you were like, Ryman, Ryman, Ryman. And then the bear was like, who's screaming? Oh, no, they've seen me. And then he started running away.
Yeah, no. No. No, he's telling the story.
I'm repeating the story of what happened.
Did you see him get in there? You got
to. Okay, yeah, you need to.
Because I called you immediately.
Yeah.
And did you see him walk by the window?
He didn't walk.
He was running?
He was going, crap, there's two guys coming in. They seen me. Yeah, no, he was.
He was a big boy.
Yeah, listen. Not that I'm an authority.
Right.
But I lived in Alaska.
Yeah.
And the black bear up there, the ones that I encountered,
yeah,
were big dogs.
Yeah. This is no dog.
This was a big black bear.
Yeah.
And I've seen them here. I've seen them here before. And I knew the ones from the Sandias were typically bigger than the ones that we had in Anchorage.
Yeah.
Black bear.
Yeah.
This is more like a brown. It's not a grizzly, but it's bigger than.
It was a big bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know it when you think, man, that's a big dog.
Well, you know, here's the other thing.
That's a bear.
It's fall. He ate all summer long.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
But he's down here because there wasn't enough food.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we chased him off.
Yeah,
and
we did.
And then shortly after he ran by the windows over here in the studio, a cat came running down the tree he was near.
Oh.
And so...
saved a cat.
We saved a cat, unfortunately.
Shame Which is good yeah, for me. I'm proud that I saved the cat. Don's going to be proud of me.
In all seriousness,
yeah.
I called some of the staff, and I'm going to call some of the upper staff here in a little bit.
Yeah.
To let the staff know.
Yeah.
Until this is resolved.
Yeah.
I'll make that call.
Yeah.
I'll make that call.
Yeah.
Until this is resolved, you need to stay clear.
Steer clear of Calvary, Albuquerque.
Yeah.
You don't want to get attacked by a bear.
And so I'm not sure we're getting our coffee this morning.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on! I can recon it. We started coming down the stairs like, okay, well, I scared him this way, but what if he's just around the corner waiting for us? So we jumped into the skate park and then walked slowly around because, like, well, it'd take him a second to climb the fence, and maybe by that time we could climb back over the other side of the fence.
We should have trapped him in the skate park.
Yeah, that's what you should know.
Maybe we can get
I'm glad
like
you
a...
guys made it in safely. You guys, you one-upped me. I've seen a coyote on campus before.
Man, we were close. We were walking down the stairs, and I stopped because I thought there was a guy like digging or something in the grass right in front of us. And all of a sudden, I realized that's no moon.
Yeah.
That is a space station.
Yes.
That was a big black bear.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys are safe.
Me too.
And the police have been alerted, so they're getting whoever they need to work on that and track it down. And
what about the coffee police?
I made coffee. It's in the kitchen.
Yeah. There we go. All right. In honor of the black bear, we'll just have some black Folgers. Woo! There you go. Unfortunately. All right. Well, that is a way to start a Friday.
It's Black Bear Friday.
It's Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Woo! Oh, man. Steer clear of Calvary, Albuquerque. No joke. Ginormous black bear. But we're alive.
We made it.
Woo!
Made it out.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Bears.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Flashback Friday!
Flashback Friday on a Freaky Friday.
Yeah, definitely a Freaky Friday.
Our morning commute was just simply unbearable.
Oh, I see what
Look
you
out!
Did there.
Oh.
If you're just joining us, and you are planning on coming to Calvary, Albuquerque,
don't do it.
Yeah, until we know.
Not right now.
So we're walking down the stairs this morning over by the grassy knoll. And just talking. I'm so glad we were attentive enough to look in front of us and realize, hey, man, is there a person? Because sometimes we do get here and there have been like homeless people
like
sleeping
Isaac,
under the canopy.
Isaac, the homeless guy.
True story. And so I was like, you're kind of attentive to that area, but not as much as you should
be.
You
know, it's just a common paranoia. You see shadows and you're like, is there a monster in those shadows?
Yeah.
You just don't expect to actually see a bear in the shadows.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Bear. So we get halfway down the stairs and look up and realize that we are standing We were still a good, what, 10 yards, 15 yards away
yeah.
from it.
Yeah.
But look up, and there is a black bear. Not like a dog-sized black bear, like a Sasquatch.
Like bear.
Bigfoot black bear.
This is a bear.
On Calvary's campus. So
it was 30 foot long.
It was
50 foot wide.
And I looked up at Matt and said, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah! Yeah, he did.
I wish that was the first thing I said. Yeah. I said, is that a person? That's a bear.
I looked over at Steve and said, that ain't your mama's Teddy Ruxpin. I didn't say that.
There are so many great jokes we could have said. The bear, it would have been lost on the bear.
Lost on the bear.
So, yeah.
The bear clearly understood English because when I yelled, get out of here, bear! He was already gone.
Yeah.
I waited to yell that until I knew the bear was out of my proximity.
Well, you started trying to back us up to get in the car. I called Steve Ryman.
Well, because it kind of stood there, and we couldn't tell which direction it was going to go there for a minute, because it was looking at us.
Yeah, so it was like, is he going to charge us?
And I was like, hey, let's go back to the car.
I started slowly
walking back. But then he started turning towards the skate park, and then it was like,
oh, he's turning away. Amazing. So,
like a freaking idiot, my flash went off on my phone. I'm happy now because you wouldn't have been able to see the bear if that one. But I went, my flash went off.
Oh, but apparently he was just as afraid of us.
Yeah, he was.
Because he was scared of my voice.
And then, like I said, he walked off, or actually he ran off. Like he lumbered down through here. Oh, boo, oh, boo, oh, boo, oh, boo.
I was the tough guy in the fight who's not really the tough guy who, like, at the end, as the fight's over, starts yelling because it was like,
you're like, yeah!
I don't know what to do. I'm going to call Steve Ryman. Hey, Steve, are you in the studio? Yeah? Okay. There's a ginormous black bear right in front of us. We don't know what to do. And it was like, well, turn around and go and leave. And I'm like, okay, we're going to start. Oh, wait. I think he's scared of my voice because he's moving away from us. Yeah, you hear that, bear?
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here,
bear! Get out of here, bear. You're an idiot.
Okay, cool, he's gone. All right, we're going to run into the building now and hope he's not waiting for us on the other side of the building because we got to get in. Black bear.
Black bear.
Black bear hanging in the dead of night.
Black bear. Black bear living in my fright.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So anyways, the true precaution is to be careful. The police are on the scene. They're here. I don't know if he has been captured.
Don't worry, everyone. I'm putting together an excellent photo.
Yeah. Yes.
Of the bear.
Yep. It looks like a Bigfoot photo because it was 5:45 a.m. Super dark outside.
It was.
Your stupid phone flash.
Gosh, what an idiot. You're an idiot, iPhone. Why would you do this to me? You're trying to get us killed, man. Oh, jerk, iPhone. Hey, it is Flashback Friday.
And
today we're celebrating with some Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah.
Little did we know, the news headline would be Bears Beats Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I watch so much. Me and Steve Ryman watch The Office a lot.
Yeah.
And we know we have had proper bear training because of Dwight Schrute.
Yeah. So thanks
to
him.
When I say proper bear training, it means go get in the car if you see a bear and go slowly and quietly and call your friend and warn them.
Oh, man. Coming up. 3.5 minutes, we got breaking news.
Woo-hoo.
To get you there, it's some Brother Bear in the morning lights.
Heck yeah.
Steam Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news right now with me, not Mateo. He's actually in there still taking photos and stuff. Breaking news. There is a ginormous black bear on Calvary's campus. No joke. Came face to face with that monkey this morning. It was interesting. But apparently we scared him up into the tree. So now there are police officers on the scene waiting for the game and fish dudes to show up. Because he's not going anywhere. He's right outside the radio station in a tree. So we've been taking photos. We'll post photos of him up in the tree and alive and wonderful. We have no idea what's going to happen when Game and Fish get here. I have a pretty good idea. I just don't want to tell Mateo because it'll make him very, very sad. Make him very, very sad. He's trying to get breaking news together. So in honor of that and this big black bear, Civil Wars. The song's called Dust to Dust. Static. The Civil Wars, Dust to Dust. We almost were.
Almost.
Almost.
But we made it.
We did.
Poor bear.
Bear's up in a tree right outside our window.
Stuck in that tree, scared.
Hanging out. So, yes, the police are on scene if you're coming to Calvary's campus. You can do so now, I would say, probably
safely.
Yeah,
you're okay. I've watched too many Disney movies, because right now I'm like, Brother Bear, you're stuck in the tree. Get out of there, bear.
That's not what you were saying this morning when we were like face to face with them, and it was
no,
like,
I was,
get back to the car.
Yeah, it's like, let's go to the car. Let's go to the car. And then I said, oh man, if I pull up traffic and it says an animal's been killed, I'm going to be so upset.
Right.
But luckily, he's in the tree. But unluckily, I don't know what that means.
Right. Yeah.
We have a phone call.
FYI, bear in a tree. Static.
Hey. Is this Freaky Friday or what?
Yeah, right. It's Freaky Friday. Who, right. What kind of animal did you see?
No, my daughter, I was taking her to the train station because she goes to school. She goes to school in Albuquerque, and we don't live in Albuquerque. And she wanted some coffee. So I pulled up to the gas station. I gave her $5. She goes in. She comes out. She says, Mom, that was a counterfeit bill. I said, what?
What?
Yeah. So I go in, and the clerk is showing me that it was a counterfeit bill. She was showing me all the different things on it and everything. I'm freaking out. I gave my 12-year-old a counterfeit bill.
What is happening?
Hey, question. Two questions. Yeah. Number one, why are you a counterfeiter? Number two, does your daughter get on the train at platform 9 3/4?
Ooh.
9 3/4, yes.
All good questions.
Oh. Yeah,
all good questions.
Mm. If I was going to be a counterfeiter, I think I would have done a better job. Once she showed me the difference with a real five, I was like, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't get, like, arrested or something.
Yeah. I know, right? That would have been kind of embarrassing.
Over
especially
five
since I'm not
bucks.
Wearing makeup. Oh, my gosh.
Right. You would have called
who
us.
Who counterfeits $5 bills?
I don't know.
That's right. She said they even counterfeit $1 bills.
What?
I guess those, too.
Whoa,
yeah.
Wait, what is happening?
We need to.
It is Freaky Friday.
That's stupid. And you would have had to call us from the police station.
Right.
We would have been your one phone call. You would have called the morning
show. Yeah, that's absolutely right. You guys are on my speed dial.
You'd have been like,
my one phone call.
Boom. Freaky Friday, guys. I got arrested. Can you come pick me up?
Yeah. Call my pastor.
We can't. There's a bear outside our window. So.
I know. I'm going to look for the pictures. You can put them on Facebook or the website.
We haven't put them up yet.
We haven't put them up yet. We'll put them up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
You
don't
too.
Be bear bait.
Bear bait.
Bear gate 98.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Check it out, dude. If you guys are doing your fundraiser, one of you guys can lather up in some honey.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And walk out there under the tree and be like, come on, bear, for a lot of money.
We walked directly underneath him a minute ago.
What kind of bears are out there? Are they like black bears?
Black bear. But dude, like the police officer that's underneath, just like guarding the tree right now, said, yeah, when we got the call, we were expecting a bear about half that size. It is the biggest
dang.
Black bear. We were walking down the stairs and came, like, we were face to face with said bear.
Poor guy.
So we were the ones that called the police because he was hanging out on campus and no one knew, and we're walking down the stairs and all of a sudden it was like, cool man, there is a bear directly in front of me.
He's searching for Jesus.
Okay. So, there's also a beautiful sunrise outside.
Yeah, it was pretty
No, but you know what's going to suck is when they bring the tranquilizer gun, and if they shoot him, he's going to fall from that tree.
Yeah. It's going to be
sad,
friend.
Have you ever seen that one video where the bear gets electrocuted from the telephone post and he just falls like 50 feet?
Why are you...
Hey,
this
what,
is sadness.
Have you ever thought about why are you watching those videos?
Oh my, dude, it's like on the shocking video, you know those stupid things?
Yeah, I know.
Alright, well, watch out for the honey.
We will.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Oh.
Black bear on campus.
Black bear on campus.
Static!
Hey guys, you guys okay?
Oh yeah,
we live.
Hey Matt, you should have headbutted that sucker.
Oh yeah, man, it's up to me.
The funny thing is, I immediately started thinking of movies because we're not joking. We were walking down the stairs.
It surprised
us. And I thought it was a person maybe, and then I realized or multiple people, and then all of a sudden he kind of like looked up and realized he was aware of us being there, and Matt immediately says, back up, let's go to the car. Yeah. You know, and I just stood there frozen like, no, I don't know. I'm trying to think of every bear movie I saw. Do I like confront him?
He's thinking of all the bear movies, and I'm thinking of all like the aftermath of bear attacks.
Right, I'm like, well, I saw Legends of the Fall, but I'm pretty sure that's not how it goes down.
I was thinking about the funny movies, Abort the Fetal Position.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and that's what it was like. I don't know if I'm supposed to back up right now. So,
all right, guys. Thank you. Guys, do me a favor and play your artist in the ambulance.
All right, man.
Yeah,
can
dude.
Do.
All right, man. You guys have a good one.
You too. All right. Wow. So breaking news this morning became for real breaking news that there's a black bear on campus.
It became bearing news.
Oh,
we came
gosh.
Bearing breaking news.
Oh, no.
And now I'm about to bear some more breaking news.
Oh, okay.
It's unbearably
good. But it's 6:46.
Maybe we should do some birthdays.
We're like a minute behind.
We should do birthdays.
All right. Oh, man.
Did it already happen, Steve Ryman?
No, but I'm thinking it's the end of days for this guy.
Oh, poor little guy.
He's not little.
Well, he's not little.
Nothing little about him.
This is what I don't understand. Where did that bear come from?
Yeah,
the Sandy is.
But they're like 10 miles that
way. Yeah, well, they may come down Arroyos or...
What is that?
Like the ditches?
Let's see, what do you call them in Texas?
Yeah,
they call them...
That makes perfect sense because there's a ginormous one right there. We'll go walk over. I'll show you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sweet bear, I love
you. And, you know, we've got a big park here that smells like grass and trees.
And he was... At that time, all you cat lovers,
sweet kitty cat.
He was going near a tree, and when we scared him off and he climbed up another tree, a cat came running down the tree.
Yeah, the cat lived.
Cat lived. So
bear.
There you go.
All right.
The bear is. I don't know what you guys believe about animals going to heaven. But for me, we're going to say he's going to slip into eternity with our Lord.
Yeah, so. It's the 319th day of 2013. It's November 15th.
Yes! Woo! A day that will live in infamy.
And I am so glad that Steve-O and Mateo are okay.
A day that will go down in unbearable infamy.
I have seen lizards, snakes, roadrunners, skunks, raccoon, coyote on this campus.
Yeah.
Burglars. I've walked into work. And found a burglar.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you beat him up?
I said, you guys working today?
Oh.
It was Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
Was it the Sticky Bandits?
Oh, man. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now I've seen a black bear on campus.
What is next for us, Steve Ryman?
Yeah, man.
Battlestar Galactica.
Great.
Bears beat Battlestar Galactica. I would like to remind all women... Be careful.
Matt?
Yes.
What kind of bear is best?
Berenstain
False.
Bear.
A bear in a tree.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Petula Clark's birthday. Petula was, she goes back to like, she was on the Danny Kaye show. She was actually in a couple of episodes of Lost.
Wow.
But, anyway, okay. It's Petula's birthday.
I'm so distracted because I'm worried about that stupid bear.
Well, we'll finish up birthdays and go get our coffee and see what's going on.
Let's get our coffee now.
Maybe all the bear wanted was some Sopo coffee because it's so good.
Yeah.
Sopo,
okay.
So good.
Okay, can I just say something real quick off subject?
Yes.
Okay, I got up this morning and I'm like getting ready and my wife, she was like, oh, I didn't sleep well last night. I had really gnarly dreams. And I just got this text from her because I texted her immediately like to say goodbye because I didn't know what else to do. And she just texted and she didn't want to tell me the gnarly dreams this early this morning because she was like, well, you know, I'll tell you later in the day. She just texted. She said, the dream I had was about a giant dog in our street last night, like the size of Clifford the dog.
Wow.
But black.
Okay.
She had that dream last night. She should have told me!
Hey,
because maybe!
No, listen, everyone. If you are, like, maybe a shaman or a mystic, call us. Kidding, Ryan. Hurry, we're in danger. There's obviously some kind of mysterious thing going on. I don't know what to... Maybe we could fashion a statue.
Okay, so...
Okay, she is...
Petula.
67.
She has a name that no one uses anymore. 69.
81.
Okay.
Ah, all righty. Yeah, it said Danny Kaye.
I know.
You know who Danny Kaye is?
No. I guess that should have been
the
tip-off.
He was in the Christmas movie with Bing Crosby.
Oh.
Okay. So anyway, from NCIS, this guy plays McGee.
McGee? McGee and Me?
No, not McGee and Me. It's been a while.
Dude, McGee and Me.
Sean Murray celebrating a birthday today.
Sean Murray. He is 42. I have no idea who he is.
McGee and Me was a cartoon. They're ageless. 46.
36.
Ah!
Okay, ready now?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
I can't stop thinking about that beer. I know this.
Come on, Matt, sing along.
I know this. Is this Mary Tyler Moore?
Yeah, betcha.
Yeah, it is.
Woo! This actor was also in JFK, was in Elf, played Santa Claus in Elf.
Oh. Who is it? Ed Asner.
Ed Asner.
Yes. You can never tell, why don't you make it? That bear will make it after
We'll see.
All.
We will see. This is better than stories.
Ed Asner is 82.
Bears! 84.
He is 84.
Oh! All of my correct answers are in honor of the black bear. The great black bear of 2013.
Yeah.
The year of our Lord 2013, we encountered the great black bear.
Yep.
Whose spirit still roams this
Will
campus.
You shut up? He's still alive in
okay.
a tree on campus.
Never once did I watch this show, but it's, you know, it's the kind of show I would have watched. I just never did. From Homicide, Life on the Street.
Yes.
Yaphet Kotto.
I've never even heard of that show.
Did you
show.
Hear that wonderful flute?
Wee!
That wasn't a flute. That was a samurai striking through the midnight air.
What?
Yeah. 59.
Oh, Richard Belzer was on that show. So was Andre Brower.
No clue.
57.
74.
Okay. I was going to say, it's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah. Very similar to that show, as a matter of fact. Go ahead, Matt.
Question. Did we get a new, like, person in charge of custodial stuff? Because
what?
There's an email from Paul, and Paul saying, hey, God's gone out of his way to bless you on your first day, man.
Oh.
Like our maintenance.
I don't know. There was a guy I didn't recognize walking in a uniform from the main building to the Plex, and I said, hey, you see the bear?
Bear?
He said, no, I'm looking for him.
Oh. Man, what an awesome Friday. It's like Thursday night. You just think right before you go to sleep, you're like, yeah, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
Jimmy Smits.
Nope.
No, this is the wrong show. What show is this?
This is Law & Order. Regular.
Sam Waterston celebrating a birthday.
64. I don't know who any
Sam
of these
Waterston, he's the DA who like is always passionate about stuff and you think he's going to cry.
I've never seen
And he does commercials for like some financial institution.
What'd you
I'm
say?
Sticking to it. 64.
I say 67.
73.
Oh. Dang, yo.
Yeah, no. No. Let me see. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
No, I'm not. Yes. All right. Oh.
Chevy Chase.
No.
Randy Quaid.
No.
Juliette Lewis.
No.
The mom. What's her name? I don't know her name.
Beverly D'Angelo
is
celebrating her birthday today. It's the mom.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. I was singing along to some Reliant K last night.
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, that's right.
It was fun, man.
I was asleep.
It was
I
good.
I couldn't do it.
All right, how old is Beverly?
I needed my wits about me because God knew I was going to confront a bear.
Lord Beverly knew I could handle it without my wits.
56.
54.
62.
Oh!
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
I'm getting dizzy.
Me too. Maybe it's because you're a dancing queen.
Yep.
Y'all listen to me dance.
Who is this? does this song?
ABBA.
Is this ABBA? ABBA's ABBA?
Yeah, Annie Fried Lyngstad. Celebrating a birthday today.
Gosh, birthdays are terrible today.
Are you kidding me? We're playing Dancing Queen.
Yeah. 67.
Oh, man. 71?
Hurry, and ABBA will stop.
71.
How old did you say, Steve-O?
67.
68.
Oh!
You're pretty close.
You almost got your favorite band.
Yeah, and actually, the music gets much better if we press on. Ready?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you, sweet bear.
Love for me.
Oh, snap!
Elvis?
On this date in what year the movie Love Me Tender?
Oh, crap. If I get this wrong, Christy,
starring Elvis Presley, opened in New York.
Listen to that sweet, sweet.
No, I think just Southern.
Listen to that.
Troubles.
He was a crooner, man.
Oh, man. That's Mississippi. That's what you're hearing right there, y'all.
Love Me Tender was his first. FYI.
Love me tender. Love me true.
I love the background vocals.
My dreams fulfilled.
1956.
For my
1958.
Did someone help you, Steve-O?
No.
1956.
Yeah, you did it!
And we don't need to play anything else.
No, we don't. I actually really did know that. That was his first film.
That was the year my parents were born.
Boom. Gosh, dude.
Alright, let's move on.
Why?
On this date in what year Dave Thomas opened the first Wendy's fast food restaurant in Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus?
Oh, nice. That makes sense.
That's the house that the heroes were talking about.
Yeah, it is.
1972.
Oh, man. 1978.
It was actually in 1969. All right. Had to go there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. I love cheeseburgers. I'll eat cheeseburger every day if I got to.
Steve-O's going to love this.
Dude, one of the best movies, and this guy is a jerk because he didn't think so.
Has nothing to do with the movie. On this date in what year, Richard Petty...
Is this Speed Racer?
...drove in the final auto race of his 35-year career.
Richard Petty.
Richard Petty.
That was like 90s.
Number 40.
43.
Yeah, 43.
That was the 90s though, right? That wasn't so long ago.
That's only like...
What? That's like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say the end of the 80s, so...
I say 91.
I'm going to say 89.
92.
Ah!
Very close.
Yeah. I love racing, y'all.
I have never seen the movie.
You've never seen the movie?
Nope.
It's amazing.
You're doing yourself.
Well, let me know.
Shut up, Matt.
Let me know after you watch Silverado, Steve-O. Maybe I'll watch.
I see what this is.
Yeah.
I see what this is. We're going to go check on the bear, right?
Today, Sony's PlayStation 4 is released.
Oh, yeah!
PlayStation Day.
Man, if somebody wants to loan me $400.
It's America Recycles Day.
Nice.
So everyone's going to be recycling their old PlayStations.
Yeah.
That bear's probably going to get recycled.
Today is I Love to Write Day.
Yeah.
It's a National Philanthropy Day.
Philanthropy!
So you're welcome to give me money.
Yeah, hey, if you're a listener out there and you're rich and you want to give us something, give us a PS4. See how much we love you. See how much we love you.
And today it's Friday, headed into the weekend. Every office around the country should be taking heed. It's Clean Your Refrigerator Day.
Oh, can
do. Steve, are you looking at what Saturday is? Look at that.
I didn't look.
Saturday is Have a Party with Your Bear Day.
No way.
I'm not...
No way. Wait, I'm going back there. I got to see this.
Amazing.
We did it.
Yes,
it really
is.
We did it.
Saturday is Have a Party with Your Bear Day.
We did it.
It really is.
The Lord has given us a bear, and we're going to keep it.
We're throwing a party.
All right. That is all.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. He's waiting outside the door.
We can't let
him in yet.
Nope.
And he is terrified.
He's checking out the bear.
He is so scared. Hey, there is a giant bear outside.
If that bear chased
him,
he could run fast enough to get away.
That's true. Right back with more. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Prepared! It's already loaded. Guys, we have construction at I-25 and Paseo. We have... what is this? Traffic lights out at Paseo and... Just stay on the diamond. Ventura. I said diamond.
Yeah.
Calm down, everybody. And there also is a bear on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque.
Yep.
401...
4001
Osuna,
yep.
Something.
Yep.
There's a bear here. But the fish and hive, or whatever it is.
Game and fish.
Game and fish people have showed up, and they are putting out a little giant-looking little pillow thing.
Yep.
They're going to trank that bear. He's going to fall on the pillow. They're going to, if he survives the fall, which he probably will in my mind, the bear's never going to die. And they're going to go release him in the wild. They're going to tag him. They're probably going to follow him. They're going to see if he can talk, like on Disney movies.
Yeah.
Eventually, he's going to wind up in captivity in a zoo, and then we're going to make Free Barry, because the bear's name is now Barry.
Barry Manilow.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm going to be the kid that becomes friends with the bear.
There you go.
And we're going to set it free in the ocean, and it's going to swim and then get eaten by a killer whale named Willie.
Wow.
Free Willie. Feed Willie. Free Barry. Free Barry, feed Willie. That's your look at traffic.
Good luck. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is Flashback Friday.
You know it is.
Yeah. So
what does that mean?
It means I got to get all this music together.
Because
we got a list.
Well,
we got a list. Today is a good day.
Right now we're failing.
I know. We are failing. We thought of a great artist to have for said Flashback Friday. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in Mexico.
Good morning.
Morning.
What is happening besides the bear?
Nothing.
That's
in
it.
My
That's
life.
Consumed
the bear
us.
Is consuming.
Yeah. Bear.
We've lost Mateo. That's all he's going to talk about now.
Yep.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Stan.
So the reason why I'm calling is because I'm actually a bear hunter.
Nope.
And every bear that's caught in Albuquerque is released on Mount Taylor, which is in my backyard here in Grants.
Hey!
And so
you're welcome.
Next year I get to hunt him, Mateo.
There you
awesome.
Go.
Hey, bless you now.
Dude, okay.
Just use all the meat and the fur and the eyeballs.
Listen to me, bear hunter. I need some help because this is what happened this morning. We're walking down the stairs to work, and I look up and realize... I thought maybe there was a human in front of us, and then I realized that's way too big to be a human. Oh, wait. There's a bear about... 20 feet in front of us.
Yeah.
And bear training kicked in, and Mateo immediately started moonwalking backwards, trying to go up the stairs.
If there's one way to, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Not disengage, dissolve, something. If there's one way to take a bad situation and
disarm
the situation, it's moonwalking.
Yes.
You just bring Michael Jackson into the equation. And everybody's cool, bears.
So he immediately starts moonwalking backwards, like trying to get back to the car. And he's like, let's go back to the car. But I froze because I was like, I don't know. If I turn around to start running, I feel like he's going to chase us. He was very aware of our presence. We were like 15 feet in front of him.
Yep.
So you're a bear hunter. What is the correct course of action when face-to-face with a bear?
Okay, so if you have a high-powered rifle, which I normally have when I in your guys' situation, the bear is probably much more scared of you than you guys are of it. So
that's what
if you guys
like.
Just make a bunch of noise,
that's what I did.
That's what he did inadvertently.
Yes!
Inadvertently, you did the right thing.
I did because I called our boss Steve Ryman because I wanted to make sure he wasn't going to get eaten because he would have been a tasty snack. And so I grabbed my phone out of my pocket and like slid it up to my ear and started talking. And then the bear was like, "Wait." They're making
the
sound.
The phone call was so funny because he slid the phone up to his ear and he was so quiet. He was like, Steve Ryman, are you in the building? Are you in the building? Because there's a bear out here!" And he just got so. And I was sitting there thinking, we're gonna get killed because he doesn't know how to whisper. I'm going to get eaten by a bear.
But the louder I got, the bear was like, oh.
Yeah, the bear like looked up and was like.
Look up. And then he started like kind of walking away. And then it was like, we got empowered. Yeah. Bear.
Yeah. You're an idiot, bear.
Yeah. And then he ran the other
way. Guys, great show. Thank you.
Thank you,
keep it up.
Man.
See you later, bud.
See? I inadvertently did the right thing.
You did. That was awesome.
It is great when you can accidentally do the right
thing. God is good, man. Because I just started thinking like Legends of the Fall. Okay, Tristan pulled out his knife and started fighting the bear. That was Brad Pitt's character. Yeah, I know his name's Tristan.
Yes.
It was a good movie. Yeah. So But I didn't know. I didn't know what else to do. Like bear training. I never went to bear school.
Well.
So, actually, that's not true. In high school once, I did go streaking. So
you went to bear school?
Yeah.
I guess technically he went to school bear, but.
Hey!
Hey-o!
Where is it?
Rimshot.
There we go. A little delayed, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you're still a lot of adrenaline from the bear.
Woo! You know. So. Oh.
I wanted to press that one.
Okay. Well, okay.
That's
it is Friday. We got a great show, dude. I'm excited. It's fun.
Yeah.
We're alive. It's good to be alive. We were having the deepest conversation we've ever had.
We were talking
5:40 in the morning.
Okay, 5:40 in the morning. We're on the way to work. What do you talk about on a normal Friday? I don't know, the effect 9/11 had on your life.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
We were talking about the effect that 9/11 had on our life. How do you know you're getting old? It's when you start talking about pivotal events in history on the way to work.
Welcome to my world.
How it affected you. And we were seriously having this deep conversation about life and death and all of a sudden...
There's a bear.
There's a bear. And I was like, man, the Lord just really wanted me to be thankful for my life right before this bear eats me. So good job, Lord, because it worked. Right, I'm very thankful for my life.
Taken up to glory.
Man!
Take me out of that. Hey, you know, this bear being out there, it's evidence of what I've been saying. What I've been saying for the past 20 years. End time! Boom! I'll tell you why that bear's on campus.
Because
all the Homer sections out there. That's what's going on. It's end time. We're going to get a call in a little while. Yes. Somebody's going to make that connection.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I got this. It's been revealed to me by the Holy Spirit and not my own stupidity.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Sorry.
Oh, happy Friday, everybody.
I'm really glad to find out that the bear is going to get tranquilized and taken out to Grant's.
You were really upset. You've seen way too many Disney movies.
You were waiting to bust
into song with this bear.
I'm like, man, that poor bear, he was just trying to find a kitty cat and kill it and eat it. And then all of a sudden, he's up in a tree, and he's got humans talking on their cell phones all around him, taking pictures of him.
Yeah, that's my favorite part, is right now all the school of ministry kids here are, like, hanging out, taking photos and
stuff. I'm telling you, they are interpreting this as a sign of the end times. They're trying to figure out which seal this is.
Everybody's out there with their phones like, man, this would make great Instagram. I'm thankful that I wasn't that guy, because there's usually in situations, you see crazy events on the news, and it's like, who thought to pull out their cell phone and start videoing in this moment.
Right.
I didn't. Matt did.
Yeah, I did.
Did you get a video?
So I didn't get a video.
He immediately, he started backing up. He's like, we got to go back to the car. And I'm just standing there frozen like, I don't think I'm going to move. Yeah. I think I'm stationary. I'm right here.
We had a slight advantage because we were upstairs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If that thing would have started coming at us slowly, then we could have slowly backed away and then gotten in the car.
Yes.
And that was my plan.
And I was like, nope, car's locked, keys are in my pocket, it's going to make too much noise, there's no way.
You do realize bears run faster uphill than they do downhill.
I did not realize that.
Yeah.
But now I am terrified.
Love that. Because I was thinking, immediately when he started backing up away from us, I started running towards him and hopped the fence into the skate park.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thinking,
my plan's the bad one, and when I'm trying to get away from the bear... Old Charger right here.
Charger.
Braveheart flying down. He painted half his face blue and was like, bear!
For Narnia! I really did. I just started, I'm like, get out of here, bear! And I,
further up and further in!
So like an idiot, I'm running towards the bear and then think, okay, what I'm going to do is jump the fence into the skate park, because if he changes his mind and is all of a sudden less scared of me and turns around and realizes I'm just a tasty morsel, it'll take him a second to hop the fence into the skate park, and by then, I'll just hop over the other side.
By then, all my screams will bring bring rescuers to me.
Gandalf will be standing over the top of the hill with the horde of awesomeness. I'm good to go.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
So
you know, really, you didn't have to. You don't have to worry about outrunning the bear. You just had to outrun each other.
Oh yeah.
So that would have been
a goober's like Instagramming. So already, I'm like, I got this.
I got this. I'm good.
Yeah. Like, charge at me, bear. I still run.
The last
times
picture.
A week.
The last picture on Mateo's camera would be the like, open mouth of the bear.
Dude,
like,
as long as the bear didn't like break his phone, it would have been great because I could have used it and it would have been I would have gotten the most likes on Instagram I've ever gotten.
If that thing would have bitten my phone in half, I'd have taken that thing back to Apple so fast. Like, hey, what do you get for a bear attack? Do you get two free phones? Do you get an iPad mini?
Incredible. It has been a week of weeks here at the station.
Last night went to see me and Mitch and Celeste and Mitch's husband Kelly. And one of his friends went to see Reliant K.
Yeah, they were here.
It was really good. We got to meet who did we meet? A listener from a family from...
You can do it.
Crucis, I think.
Okay.
I can't remember. I know
you can do it. I believe in you.
I can't remember, but they're awesome.
Is it the Lopez family from Las Cruces?
I think it was.
Cool.
Yeah. And we got to meet them, and Joel the nanny was there, but I didn't see her. And there was a bunch of like listeners from the station.
Yeah. Well, it's Reliant K.
My daughter, Emily, was there.
Oh, what?
And my daughter-in-law, Samantha.
I've never met your daughter.
Ryan's wife. You haven't?
No.
I should have told her.
Rhino's the only child of
Swan
I've ever
met. Oh, well, we need to remedy that.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, cool.
We got a great show for you today, I promise. We're going to get over this bear incident at some point, possibly.
No, we're not.
So, question of the day.
This bear is more important than Miley Cyrus. I said it. Everybody was thinking it.
On the way, some Bombay Bicycle Club. Got some Dustin Kensry right now. It's Jeff Schneewise. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hashtag Flashback Friday.
Hashtag Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Did we post photos ever?
No, I'm still working on it.
Okay, we're going to post a photo of the black bear incident of 2013.
The black bear.
Good times.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. How's your Friday going, Sam Swan?
It's going well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I missed out on the beginning of the excitement, but seeing a bear up in a tree, that's pretty... That's pretty wild kingdom, man.
We have one thing nobody else has. Everybody's got photos of said bear from up in a tree. Yeah.
Yeah,
we got a photo of
you
face.
We got the photo
ground
before
level.
That.
We were ground, yeah.
We were around a little bit before all of that.
So,
awesome.
No bigs.
No big deal.
It is Friday. It's a good day, man.
Yeah.
I'm thankful to be here.
Yes.
So, what's going on in your world, Sam Swan?
Oh man, just trying to find things to do.
Yeah,
actually, all my big stuff is done. So now we're in the planning stages for next year.
Okay.
So I'm making phone calls and answering emails and negotiating contracts. And
there you go.
Those kind of things like that.
That's like real business stuff.
Yeah, it's really boring.
I get to do that like twice a year and pretend like I'm important.
Actually,
like,
it's kind of easy because I tell them, you know, I have this much money. Can you come help us out for our camp? And they go, no, sorry.
Oh, okay.
So I call somebody. Cool. I go down the list. And
right.
Oh, so you can come for $1.98 a day? Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, we'll do that.
Awesome.
That works.
You really are doing ministry, aren't you?
I like that. And I like that.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering, did you boys go get your PS4 last night?
No.
What's that?
The PS4?
Stop it. He's being
is
dumb.
Is that a video game?
It's
It's only the latest and the greatest. The Xbox is, you don't want to waste your money on that. But the PS4,
I know. We honestly, like, I was a store manager of a video game store. And I've always had, you know, day one. Every system up into, like, the Wii. We got the Wii U for the kids and... This is the very first system I have not purchased day one.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, I want to say it's because I'm a grown-up, but I think it's just because I have three kids and don't have enough money to pay $400 for a video game system.
I would say.
Really, that's not bad. You get so many extras with the PS4.
Are you a representative from Sony?
I was gonna say, does she work for Sony?
No way. No way. But you know, this is the first time, you know, it's the first time that you've missed out, but this is the first time I actually sat outside to like 12 o'clock midnight freezing to get a console or anything. I have never stood outside for nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
So wow. You actually camped out yesterday?
Indeed, I did.
And you got
one
for Team Awesome Morning Party?
You bought us one?
That's incredible.
No, we were only allowed to buy one per person.
Right.
So.
And so, you know.
Don't tell me that.
The selfless individual you are.
Have a good morning.
You too. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, she hung up when you said that.
I know.
They want to hang up as soon as you start talking about, did
Static.
You give me something?
Wait. You guys still doing SpongeBob Friday?
Heck nope. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. I got a joke.
I want to hear it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? There?
Moo.
Moo?
Moo-hoo.
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 Make up your mind. Are you a cow or an owl?
Wait.
Nah.
What, who? What? Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
We destroyed that joke.
Yeah.
Well, we totally butchered
it. At some point, it flipped, and I was supposed to answer. And then I was going to say, Moo-hoo is, there's a bear in the tree outside.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's Mark the Bus Rider.
Hey, Bus Rider Mark.
Hey, guys. So I got another owl-related joke for you.
I'd love to hear it.
All right. What's an owl's favorite subject?
What?
Owl jabra.
Okay. Oh, Mark Bus Rider, what are you doing?
Oh, ooh, man. Ooh.
What are you doing with your life?
Owlgebra.
Owlgebra.
Yeah, that was.
Have a good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy. That's what happens when you ride the bus too much. You start hearing these jokes and you're like, man, that's funny.
The diesel fumes get to you.
Yep.
I probably can't tell the joke that I told yesterday, can I?
Yeah. No. I can't think of it right now.
Okay.
No, I can't remember it.
It's a statistical joke.
I've had
joke.
So many crazy events happen in my life in the past like 12 hours. We got to hang out with Hoops. I got to see the Cool concert. I saw Will that used to work here. And then I go to sleep for a little while, wake up. I have one of the most terrifying and exciting encounters of my life.
Yep.
And then we went to church and I saw the bear.
Yep.
The most terrifying and exciting encounter of my life was seeing Steve-O this morning when he came down the stairs. And I was like, did you sleep?
Oh, man.
And he was like, yes.
Freaky Friday. We want to hear your stories. We had a story this morning, a Freaky Friday story. A mom gave her daughter $5 to go get something from the... from the convenience store, and the daughter came out saying, you gave me a fake bill.
Yeah.
She had a counterfeit $5 bill. The clerk immediately recognized it as counterfeit.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That
children,
is.
Don't go look at the bear.
Freaky Friday stories. We'd love to hear them. Static.
What is the quickest way to double your money?
What?
Fold it in half.
Oh. Yep. There you go.
Yeah. You want
like
another one?
You like that one, don't you?
I do. Let's see. Why did the king go to the dentist?
Mm. Why?
Because he needed another crown.
Booyah! You just stole her punchline.
I have outwitted you, caller.
What pet makes the loudest noise?
Is it a bear?
What?
A trumpet.
Oh.
Gosh.
Goodbye, you guys.
Later. Bye. Have a great day. Fun Joke Friday, Flashback Friday. Get your jokes in. Oh, man.
What's happening on...
It's Freaky Friday.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to get this bear picture, and my phone is, like, freaking out. Sorry, guys. It's going to happen.
We'll post it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. On the way, we got some Copeland.
Wow.
We got that Dustin Kensrue, as promised.
We also have some fantastic things to talk about today.
Okay, good.
Hey, Steve-O, maybe you have a couple of... a couple hundred thousand laying around. You know what you ought to do?
Huh?
You ought to buy a town out in California.
What? I can?
Maybe.
All right.
We'll learn
talk
more
about
that.
That.
Yeah.
All right,
it's coming up. More with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, I promise we have more Huey Lewis. We're just so distracted by this bear stuff, we haven't queued up the rest of them.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to it.
Good
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico here with us.
Yes. Yeah. You sound, that's a breaking news voice.
It's a crazy day, man. There's a bear on campus. Discovered by who? Oh, wait. us.
Oh.
Yep. We thought we needed to take this opportunity to have a fun morning with crazy encounters, because I'm reading this story and it's blowing my mind. Mm-hmm. A Wisconsin man called 911 to demand officers remove a snoring woman from his bed.
From his bed.
Waukesha police heard from the man about 4 a.m. He said he needed officers to remove a woman who was snoring like a train in his bed.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
The man, here's where it gets crazy, the man, who admitted he had been drinking, told the 911 dispatcher he could not remember who the woman was. He believes he brought her home because they had, quote-unquote, been talking.
Oh.
Doesn't remember much more after that. Then he woke up and realized there was some strange woman in his bed, starts to recollect things. The man then held the phone up to his bedroom to give a sample of snoring sounds coming from the other room. Oh, man. They sent officers to the home. The officers woke the woman for the man.
Are you kidding me? Talk about a chance encounter.
Yeah, so we had a chance encounter this morning walking down the stairs by the skate park. And,
gosh.
I keep saying came face to face. We're about 15 yards away, 10 to 15 yards away.
If you follow My Static Radio on Instagram,
yeah,
just posted a photo, from this morning that I took. And here's the thing. You know about the iPhone. It makes you seem a little farther away than you were. You're going to look at this picture and be like, you guys weren't even close. But we actually were close.
We were really close. And what stinks is when you're face to face with the bear, the first thing I'm thinking is not, I need to pull out my phone and take a photo. So you very smartly immediately started moonwalking backwards.
Let's pause and let's talk about what was the smart thing to do. Because I pulled out my phone in an emergency situation.
You did.
Some would say, that person's an idiot.
No.
Because I should have been taking care of you. I should have picked you up and carried you physically back to the car.
Because I didn't want to move. You're immediately thinking, we got to go. We got to back up. We got to go backwards. And I kept thinking, I think the bear's going to charge us if we move. So I stood stationary. I did not move. And so you're like backing up. And
backing up.
Taking photos. My favorite was I'm standing there stationary and all of a sudden I get this from behind me and you're like,
flash.
Crap, the flash is on.
Flash.
And so I called our boss and to warn him in case he was on campus, not inside a building. And the bear was scared of my voice. And so that enabled us. But the question is this. Have you ever had any crazy chance encounters? We encountered a bear this morning.
We did.
And
stop. Just pause.
Yeah.
We encountered a bear this morning. Okay, continue. Sorry.
So we thought, we can't be the only ones. We cannot be the only ones who have had crazy encounters. 505-338-3700.
Extra points for alien stories.
Nate Heitzig one time had a crazy encounter with an intruder in his home.
Oh,
dude,
yes. He
last
told
week,
me. Wow.
Last week, Joey Belleville, our dear friend Joey, he called, he texted me at like 4:30 in the morning because his story was a little scarier than ours. I mean, granted, we were face-to-face with the bear, but that bear ended up being more afraid of us, and so we kind of scared him away and then
he was more of a teddy bear than a grizzly bear.
Oh, man. So, Joey last week, he was awoken to like banging at his front door, and so he's groggy and he wakes up and lights are on, and so he doesn't know what to do, so he went to the front door, and like an idiot, I love him, like an idiot, he opened the door, and he doesn't have a screen or like we have a wrought iron door that I could open the front door and still.
You could open that door, the wrought iron door, and kill somebody. Like if there was an intruder, you could go, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did your jaw break?
Yeah, so we have a very gnarly security door. He does not, and he was in a groggy state and opened the front door last week, and there was a guy he'd never seen before, and he said it immediately snapped him to, I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
And the dude was like rambling, and he had a USB thing and was like, hey, man, do you have a charger? I need to charge this. And Joey was like, what is this guy talking about? And realized very quickly this dude was about to break in, and could he be the guy that's distracting him up the front while somebody comes from behind?
Scary.
And so he said, let me check, and started to close the door, and the guy up the front door.
Oh, man.
But thankfully, Joey had his foot there and, like, stopped it and then wrestled with this guy and pushed back out and, boom, slammed the door on the guy.
Gosh.
And called the police. It took him 30 minutes to get there. He was freaking out.
Wow. How fast did they get here for the bear?
About 3 minutes.
I'm not complaining because they're here, and yeah. I'm glad they eventually got to Joey's. Yeah. But I just want to say, maybe you work for the APD.
Help!
There was
Help.
A bear, but then there was a person
Man,
getting...
Yeah,
I'm
and the guy didn't leave. He kept banging on the door, and so Joey went and grabbed a bat and just tried to talk the guy down. But finally, the police, they showed up and they took him away.
Man.
But yeah, scary stuff like that. Yeah. But phone lines are jammed. We want to know. Crazy encounters.
505-338-3700. Nope.
Oh, Static.
Hey.
Hi.
I have a joke for you.
Yes.
This is a crazy encounter right here.
Let's hear it.
What is the best hand to write with?
What is it?
Neither. It's best to write with a pen.
Bless you. Bless you, friend.
Yep.
Bless you.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Speaking of crazy encounters.
Speaking of crazy encounters.
Every time you start a story and then people call in and they just want to tell you jokes.
Hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
Oh,
hashtag Flashback Friday.
And we love it.
Huey Lewis.
We want to hear your jokes. But also, I want, if you've had a crazy encounter, maybe you were walking outside, you looked up, and it was Mothman prophecies. I don't know what happened. Just call us. Let me know. Look, we got a phone call.
Static.
Hey.
Hi.
So, my dad was a pastor out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
And when I was in high school, our closest neighbor was a casino, and we woke up at 3 a.m. to a guy stealing our car at gunpoint.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that beats the bear. Great. Thought we had a good story.
But in a way, the bear is still cool. Gosh, that's terrible. That's so
terrifying.
What happened?
The guy was he had come up from the casino. He had been passing bad checks and was part of a ring of, you know, they had been stealing cars and producing fake IDs and stuff in the room. And so the cops were looking for him, and he had jumped out the window of the hotel and ended up on our property. And my dad had gone out because he saw the dome light on the car on. And so he goes out, and he's talking to the guy for a while, and then the guy was offering him money to take him somewhere to the middle of nowhere, and my dad's like, no, this doesn't sound right.
Right.
So finally, the guy got spooked by the headlights of a car. He thought it was the cop, and so he pulls out a gun and says, you know, give me the keys, and tried to reach into my dad's pocket to grab the keys. And he said... You know, my dad tightened his hand around the keys and said, are you sure you want to do this? And the guy was like, well, yeah. You know, and so my dad gave him the keys and he took off. Well, a couple years later, 9 months later, they caught him in Denver and he was still driving our car.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
And then a couple years later, he had written a letter to my dad from jail. And he said that the way my dad had stayed calm and said, are you sure you want to do this, that had really impacted him because he expected my dad to be afraid for his life.
Right.
And so he ended up giving his heart to the Lord.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah.
Dude, that story just won something.
You had an encounter with a thief, and then the thief had an encounter with the Lord.
There you go.
Boom.
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
That is incredible. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, man.
And the phone lines just died because everybody else was like, I got a great story. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
That
That's
one just
incredible.
Won. Dang it.
Well, I have a story. One time we were driving down that road I was talking about the other day. I don't know if you heard it. You were gone. The Natchez Trace.
Okay.
Federal Parkway that runs from Natchez, Mississippi to Nashville, Tennessee. Used to be an old trade route from Mississippi River to Nashville. So now it's Federal Parkway. You can only drive 50 miles an hour. And it's super, like, there's no hunting. There's barely any cell phone service, you know, like, around the parkway. So there's tons of wild animals. And there's all these rumors of, like, panthers. Syria, it's one of those roads. And it's supposedly haunted and all this blah, blah, blah. But anyway, driving down the road, it's late at night, and the car starts stalling out. So then we pull to the side, and I'm freaking out because it's the Natchez Trace. I mean, there's a stop on the trace called Witches Dance, which is supposedly where the witches would go gather.
Okay.
And there are spots where the grass still won't grow.
Why are you taking this road?
So anyway,
yeah.
Well, it's the fastest.
Don't you
way.
Have interstate?
It's the fastest way.
I've seen this horror movie
from Tupelo to Nashville. It is a direct line.
Oh my gosh!
It's like the fastest way. So anyway, we're driving down. It's night. The car stalls out. Get out of the car. Hear something in the woods. Mm-hmm. Look over, and we can't really make it out. But that was the other time I thought it was a bear. But then we started smelling this terrible smell. It smelled like a skunk. We're like, what is that? So then it stood up. It was like 9 feet tall. Harry, I'm telling you guys a Bigfoot story, and I'm making up the whole thing. But I love the reactions on your face.
Oh my gosh, I was freaking out.
You were such a jerk.
I was like, no, really, that was Bigfoot.
That was Big. Where was your phone?
Where was your phone? When you
there's no reception. It was 1998. I had a flip phone.
I was absolutely believing every second
I totally
of that story.
Was,
I'm
man.
Sorry, everybody. I just
he reeled me in.
I had to do
what
it.
You just did. You just totally flipped the script, and now everybody's gonna be like, "That bear story isn't real."
No,
that
I put
really
up a picture
this morning.
I put man. Up a picture. We're heroes, guys.
Yeah,
we
really
saved
are.
That bear. We ran it up a you tree, know. And yeah. it's gonna die.
That's how we do. Crazy encounters. We want to hear them. 505-338-3700 or Facebook.com.
Yeah.
/MyStaticRadio.
Give us a call. We want to hear all about it.
You put that bear photo up, man.
Put it up, man. Just barely.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Love you.
Static. Good morning.
Good morning.
Flashback Friday. Some Huey Lewis in the news today.
Good yes. tunes, good tunes.
Walking, one-way street. We were walking this morning and came face to face with a black bear
yep.
who is currently being tranked in the butt. That's just happened. He just got shot in the butt with the trank dart.
Hey, we got a couple of funny jokes on Facebook.
Yeah.
From Kayla, who I saw at the concert last night. Good to see you, Kayla. What do you call a judge with no thumbs?
What?
Justice fingers. Justice fingers.
Gosh, dude.
Two antennas met on a roof, fell in love, got married. Ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was great.
Oh.
Look out now, everybody.
Gosh. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Good
hanging
morning.
Out with us.
Yep. I feel like I missed out on all the excitement. I got here after the bear was already in the tree.
Dude, there is a crowd. It's
I know, it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
I know.
Gosh.
And the funny thing is, Mateo and I were looking out the window of the other studio, and there's about 8 or 9 people
yeah.
with their phones.
Just going.
And so I thought that'd be a great picture of somebody taking pictures with their phones.
Take a
is
picture.
I took a picture of all
commentary
the
on
Did
our
you?
Day.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It was awesome.
Well, Mateo...
He's fast with the camera today.
He is, man. It was incredible.
I've been trained by the media. Hey, if you want the real inside scoop, people, on what the bear really looked like in the wild, not in a tree, you'll go to My Static Radio's Instagram. You'll
yep.
see
there you go.
The photo that was taken while we were in the most danger, while we were literally facing hell, looking
yeah.
deep into its bloody red eyes and just saying, no, you back down.
The funny, I felt so bad for him because he was... He was terrified.
That sweet little
he
bear.
He was so scared
I
of us.
I feel so sorry for that bear.
Little bear. He was like twice the size of all three of us on each other's shoulders. Yes. He's a big bear.
When we saw the shadow of the bear, it seriously looked like a giant couch.
Yeah.
It looked like a huge couch.
That's it's there you
like
go.
Like a love seat.
Yeah.
It looked like the seat that What's-His-Face sat in, like Pee-wee, that giant love seat. Or the one
Cherry.
That... Blue's
name
Clues.
Was Cherry.
Blue's Clues. You know
oh,
how
yeah.
he sat in
oh,
a
right.
giant chair?
Yeah. Right, right.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And then it kind of... poked its head up, and we were like, that's a bear.
Yeah.
That is an actual bear.
Man.
We want to hear your stories, any crazy chance encounters. We had a crazy one earlier.
Gosh.
If you missed any part of the show, of course, you can always podcast us at mystaticradio.com, but some amazing encounters. No, they don't have to be bear stories. They're just interesting encounter stories. Static.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Morning.
I have a question for you guys.
Answer.
What do you guys need to do or take if you want to stop the runs?
Eat lots of cheese.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Cheese.
Oh, I don't know, actually, but anything but the Cowboys.
Oh, man.
Anything but the what?
The Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
Thank
is this
you.
TJ?
Yeah.
Where were you at the show last night?
Oh, man.
I have a child at home.
Amen. Me too. I was at home.
I don't
did
get
not
it.
Go.
I can't understand it.
Dinner was cool enough for me. So
I love the Cowboy jokes.
There you go. Thanks, TJ.
They're hurtful and funny all
Bye,
at the
buddy.
Same time.
Well, it's coming from a Packers fan. Their season's
I know,
done.
That's
so
right.
He's like, you know,
that's right. When Aaron Rodgers went down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody started focusing on basketball.
How do you stop Green Bay, period? You
basketball,
just
man.
Apparently you hurt their quarterback.
You hurt their quarterback.
Poor guy.
Oh, man.
Yep.
We got another caller.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's Joel the Nanny.
Hey! Yo!
So I had a crazy story encounter, I guess.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So I was taking the trash out one night. And I was, like, being a good little girl, taking trash out, like my dad asked.
There you go.
And I was like, oh, I don't need a flashlight, even though it's dark outside. Well, I was about to walk out the door, and my brother was like, you should probably take a flashlight with you. I was like, okay, whatever, I'll listen to him this time. And I just, there was a skunk right by our trash can.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was, like, maybe, like, 5 feet away, and I finally saw the skunk.
Did it spray you?
Did you get sprayed?
No, I did not.
Oh, lucky.
I pretty much dropped the bag of trash and I ran back to the house.
Don't do that
anymore.
Did you enjoy the show last night?
I did. It was fantastic.
It was fun.
There you go. Good
My
show.
Voice was pretty much gone by the end. But
yeah, it was a good show. Good show.
There you go. All right.
Yes,
thanks,
Steve-O, why weren't you there?
I'm a grown-up. We went and had dinner with Hoops beforehand, and it was like, cool, I'm going to go to sleep at a normal time because I have a morning show to do, and only one of us is allowed to be exhausted this morning. Because here's what happened. We showed up, and there was a bear, okay? And so Matt, in his exhausted Reliant K concert state, immediately started backing up, and I'm like, no!
Somehow.
We have to stand our ground and fight this bear with our hands.
Somehow, despite being the most exhausted, I was also the most alert.
Yeah.
You're at the car,
back away,
good.
Go to the car. I'm like, nope, we're standing. If I have to fight this with my bare hands, I will.
See what you did there.
So,
oh, goodness.
There you go. That's why the Lord knew I needed my wits about me.
Yep.
Yes. He did.
Okay.
There you go.
I guess you're justified then.
Yeah, I didn't get to see Reliant K. I just saved one of my best friend's life.
Yeah,
so.
I'm alive today because of this man.
There you go.
Yes.
So there you
Thank
go.
You.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joel.
All right. All Have right. a good day, guys.
You too. I feel like I need to go tell that story to the news right now.
Yeah.
Channel 7's here.
Channel
7.
If they want the real story, they'll come in here and get it.
They really
That's
will.
That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
Come on.
If you guys want to know who really saw the bear, we're the hipster bear people.
We are.
We saw the bear before anybody else saw the bear.
Yeah.
We saw the bear in the natural habitat, and you guys are all just seeing it in some tree
in
asleep.
Some tree. Yeah. Must be nice taking photos all safe now. You took a photo when we were standing face to face with a bear.
Yeah,
staring danger
in
the
things. Ain't no police or trees around.
I like to, whenever I'm faced with a terrifying emergency situation, just take a picture of it and laugh at it and be like, no, man. If you're looking at a situation and it's your Goliath, you just stare at the sky behind it because God's bigger than that Goliath, man. And that bear was huge.
Yeah. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Can I be honest about something? You know, I keep talking about how brave I was because you started backing up and I just froze in place.
Yeah.
It was more because I was nervous that if I took a step back, I would tinkle. So,
really?
Yeah, I
Did
didn't
you pee?
Want to move.
Did you
no.
pee a little?
No, that's why I didn't move.
I peed him. I peed my pants.
Couldn't move.
Could not
so,
move.
I was not going anywhere.
Hey.
I had to, like, snake my hand down the side of my body just to try and get my phone. Yeah.
Rhyming,
incredible.
We did it. We handled it.
Stay inside.
We're alive. We faced that bear down.
Yeah, we did. There you go.
And then we faced it up when it went up the tree.
That's
Poor
right.
thing.
Speaking of crazy encounters, you know, I think we've seen too many movies, like
Maybe.
Horror movies or whatever, but there are, like, freaky ghost towns in movies usually.
Yes, there are.
That's where you get stranded. That's where you end up. I feel like there's an opportunity for us to be the people in those movies.
Let's talk a little bit about a ghost town.
Yeah.
There's a little bitty town of Seneca, California.
Okay.
Gold was found there in 1851. It was a wild mining town because of the gold. There was a dance hall. There was a feed store, a livery, blacksmith, post office. Doc Brown was there.
Okay.
Grocery, rooming houses, a hotel with solar heated showers.
Yeah.
1851.
This is pretty great.
The canyon's mines included the Sunnyside, Lucky Chance, White Lily, and Last Chance. The largest nugget of gold found here was 42 ounces, which was worth $28,000 in 1942. So now that's like, if you found a nugget of gold like that, that would be like millions.
Yep.
The most famous spot was the gin mill run by Marie Sabin, who moved there in 1934 with her husband Don. Marie was known as the guardian angel of Seneca, but now she's gone and something's happened.
Uh-oh.
The town is for sale.
Oh, man.
And you can have this whole town. It's Uncle Tim's gin mill bar, three small rundown cabins, a river, an island, and 12 acres of land for the low, low price of $225,000.
That would be... awesome.
You could buy a town.
That would be very cool.
Now listen, what I've been thinking about doing.
Oh no, here we go.
Kind of just kickstarting my own little like cult thing, you know? I prefer to call it a community. And what we'll do is we'll base it in some solid truths, but then we'll mix it up a little bit depending on how I feel and what I like.
Oh,
we'll just
kind of
cater it to me. But this, if you people want to give me this money, then we'll buy this land, we'll go live there together, and we'll learn about life.
There you go.
And you'll be the leader.
I'll be the leader, and then when if you make me mad, I can kick you out because I'm the leader.
We do regularly get questions of how can we get you in our town, and that's in California. So if we owned that town, we could put a translator
on
that
totally
town.
We could totally get there.
That's Maybe we could just move Static to there, and then we'll broadcast from there. And then we'll be, you know, we're more located towards Cali where people want us to be. And that way, boom,
hey, go
worldwide. We're going. Yeah.
The funny thing about this is you can get, for the same price as this town,
okay,
Seneca, California, former mining town, you can get a miniature condo in New York City or Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Or you can get like a house, a pretty big house, maybe four bedroom, three bathroom, you know. But now we're talking a whole town.
You're getting a whole town in California.
And that's you better believe there's bears out there.
Yeah, we're a Seneca.
We face down bears.
We did. We could do this.
It says there's not much out here. It's hours from Sacramento and Reno down a dirt road that no one plows during the winter.
So it's NorCal.
So it's like, definitely a fixer-upper, but you can do it. If you're into that.
It's a fixer-upper town.
Just make a paved road.
First thing you have to do is build your own Lowe's.
You got to build a Lowe's, maybe a Home Depot.
Your own grocery store.
If that's your preference.
Yeah.
Well, except that one's closing down because of Obamacare, so you can't build a Home Depot.
What?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. I thought that was Hobby Lobby.
Maybe it is Hobby Lobby.
Yeah,
Hobby Lobby.
They're both orange.
Yeah,
they're the same thing. They have an orange font.
It is. Yeah, and they are related to hobbies, I suppose.
Amazing. Mm. There you go. So if you want to buy a town, we can get it going. A ghost town. You start your own.
But
then people will have weird encounters driving through your town.
Be forewarned: the cabins are in bad shape. Uh-huh. The bar doesn't generate any money. The old people need to move away because it's not a good place for anyone in shaky health.
Okay.
So if you want to face down your demons, all the while growing a small town. Seneca, California is for you.
There you go.
If you're going to throw $225,000 at this town, before you do that, I would like you to come see me. I need to talk to you about some investing opportunities.
There you go.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday now.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo, and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in
there
Mexico.
That's right.
We have been distracted.
Gosh,
there's a news crew outside. There's about 100 people with iPhones just looking straight up.
Yeah. That bear is slowly coming down out of that tree.
He had no idea he was going to get that kind of attention today.
Oh, if you're just joining us, I can't wait to hear the 6 a.m. break.
Gosh.
Like our first break of the day. Because we had just raced in and immediately thought, we need to announce on air because we were just face-to-face with a bear. And at the time, he was not in a tree.
Right.
He was hanging out. And,
That's crazy.
Or if you're just joining us, there's a bear on campus.
Yeah.
A bear that we discovered this morning.
Steve-O and I were first responders. to this emergency situation.
We did what any normal person would do in 2013. I called Steve Ryman. He started taking photos.
Yep, you know, normal. Normal day. Yeah, every day for me.
That's right.
One of us calls the authorities. The other one just starts taking photos because no one's going to believe we were that close to a bear.
That's why you should never go anywhere by yourself.
Yeah.
So one of you can call the authorities and the other one's captured on video or Instagram.
So we're both famous.
You know what we need to do? We skipped breaking news this morning. We really ought to just read through it.
Oh, you want to do some breaking news?
Yeah, I'd like Sam to be here.
Breaking news comes to you at 6:30 in the a.m., but we're going to do a special edition, 8:53 breaking news.
Let's do it.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
News flash. There's a bear. Winnie the Pooh is different in real life.
Yeah, he is.
He's not yellow.
No.
He does not wear a t-shirt.
No.
No.
And he seems really more, like a lot more confused than you would expect.
He's a little freaky when he's rumbly and he's tumbly, that's
for
sure.
Yeah, dude.
Famous bear to be. All right, less than 2 weeks until Thanksgiving, Steve-O.
That's right.
So get all your gifts ready.
What?
That's right, because now that I'm here, we're giving presents out on Thanksgiving. Boom, baby. Kim Kardashian was pulled over for speeding in L.A. Not as important as the bear story. Two secret security supervisors are under investigation for sending sexually suggestive emails to a female subordinate.
Okay.
Secret Service, you think you can get away with everything, but let me tell you, friends, the internet is a public place.
What? What?
They'll find you out. Just like that bear found us this morning.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I'm going to relate everything to the bear.
Please do.
Argentinians are upset that Justin Bieber disrespected their flag by kicking it. Wow.
Bieber, man.
Man.
Yeah.
What's he thinking?
Yeah.
Speaking of Canadians, more evidence has come to light about Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Oh, no.
Staffers has reported that he was often so drunk that he was rambling and incoherent. And I'm all like, well, isn't that what a mayor does anyway?
Oh, man.
Just kidding. I don't know. The mayor here is legit, right?
The mayor here is amazing.
He's
mayor
legit.
Barry.
Mayor Barry.
Oh, look at that.
Barry important to us.
Yes.
Barry important.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, speaking of Toronto, we saw a news story this morning.
Yeah.
Toronto, other places in Toronto are using this mayor.
An airline, Spirit Airlines, is using the whole Toronto mayor scandal by saying that, oh, where did it go? It's like, we're not crazy, we're not on crack, but these deals are something. And they're giving away, like, super, super cheap flights.
It was, like, $29 tickets, right?
Where is it?
Wow. $29 tickets to, from, like, Spirit Air. And they said, yes, we're not smoking crack. These deals are for real.
That's awesome.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man. Gee. So right now, the bear is about to fall out of the tree.
Yeah.
Check this out. And I guess we're supposed to check for updates, and we haven't yet. But a manhunt and homicide investigation continued Thursday afternoon after a pilot reported that a passenger fell from a small plane flying over the Atlantic east of Key Biscayne, Florida.
What?
The investigation began about 1:30 Thursday afternoon after a pilot issued an emergency radio call. Mayday, mayday, mayday. I have a door ajar and a passenger that has fallen out. An air traffic controller says, you said you've got a passenger that fell out of your plane? The pilot responded, that's correct, sir. He opened the back door and just fell out of the plane.
What is... Okay.
Why?
Wow.
Why would someone do that?
I don't know. I don't...
Why would anybody
jump
do anything?
Out or fall out?
There are like 100 people surrounding a giant black bear with an iPhone.
Yes.
Like, we're good. Yes. There are two police officers here.
No, with the new operating system, there's an invisible force field. That's why it eats all the battery.
Wow. It says search and rescue crews continued to hunt for the missing passenger in boats and helicopters into Thursday night.
Wow.
Watch out for that guy.
No kidding.
Can you imagine being a pilot?
It is just before 9 o'clock. We got to take a quick break.
Yeah, we do.
Coming up, we've got some Norma Jean. We'll have an update on the bear that is in the tree.
The bear.
It's Beargate.
It's Beargate, 1998. How are you? What are you doing?
What time are you hanging till?
I can stay as long as
he's
you want me
gotta
to.
He's got to stay for the bear.
Yes, you got to stay for the bear.
I want to see the bear. Well, I can't leave now. The crowd is between me and the parking lot.
If that bear gets hurt, it's going to be unbearable for me, and I need Sam Swan here to help me.
I will give some pastoral aid and counseling to you.
Speaking of aid and counseling, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about something I was counseling my son about yesterday, and his response... timeless.
Okay.
We'll be talking about that.
Good.
Oh,
Mitch has to be in here for it. So we will definitely be talking about that.
I just found something we can talk about that's
good.
Wonderful.
Let's do this.
All right.
9 o'clock's going to be huge.
Yeah, it is. Probably the best morning show you've ever heard.
In your entire life.
Yep.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Yes!
Good morning!
Guys, we've got a barely new update.
Oh my gosh.
They came, they lowered the bear successfully.
He's out of the tree.
They had to trank that thing with like six darts or something. No exaggeration.
Five darts and then a shot. Yeah, and then a shot. Got him on the ground.
But they ended up bringing like a pulley system and lowered him down so he didn't fall out of the tree. So all you animal people that are like me, he's okay.
FYI, if you're just joining us, there was a bear on campus this morning that we came face to face with.
Steve-O and I walked onto campus and literally there was a bear waiting on us. We were barely here, and then we encountered the unbearable situation of a bear staring right back at our bear faces.
Yeah. It was incredible.
You're telling a bear-faced lie.
Yeah, we walked onto campus completely naked. There was this... Wait, I got mixed up.
The bear was naked.
The bear was naked, covered in fur. But yeah, anyway, the bear is safe.
Yeah.
It ended up climbing a tree because it was afraid. It was afraid of our presence.
I have an alpha male voice.
Yeah, we totally alpha maled that situation.
It's pretty great.
And the bear ran away up a tree, and now the authorities, the fish and hatchery... What is it? Wildlife people?
Yeah.
They came and they got the bear.
Yeah.
And now he's safe. The world has continued to spin.
There you go. It is Flashback Friday. Huey Lewis is our flashback today. Although, apparently, I'm learning we should have done The Boss.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Here's why, people. A professor in theology at Rutgers will offer a one-semester course on the music of Bruce Springsteen next year. The professor, who normally teaches classes on early rabbinic literature, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and Jewish mysticism, said that he's switching his focus to The Boss because his lyrics are underpinned with theological stories, and let's face it, they're just good songs.
Yeah.
He's going to swap it up a little bit. That's kind of cool.
It's interesting. I don't know.
It is interesting.
A buddy of mine, Will, he took a course in, I think it was Beatles theology here at UNM.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess...
Well, yeah. No, I think it's because, you know, the lyrics or whatever, they're definitely going to reflect your theology.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can't take anything out of them.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that's similar to what we do here at Static Radio as far as theology goes. We believe that art, you know, it'll speak out. It'll have a commentary of the culture around us. And so it's important to understand the lyrical content of music and what the artist is trying to say. But more importantly, man, what God says in His Word and how a lot of that is reconciled, because we are all created in the image of God. And so God has given each one of us special talents and abilities, every single one of us, not just Christians. We all have talents and abilities that we are given by God. Some of us choose to use it for God's glory. Some of us use it for our own glory.
Right.
But it still pours out of us. And that honesty, that commentary coming from your innermost being, you hear it in a lot of the music today. Yeah. So there's a lot of people crying out. There's a lot of people saying things that, you know.
It sounds to me like this guy got really bored. He's been teaching
the same class.
Jewish mysticism, rabbinic literature, and the Dead Sea Scrolls for so long. He's like, gosh, I just
want to change it up just a little bit.
I just want a little bit more of The Boss in my life.
Bring The Boss in.
That's all I want. Golly. He was born to run.
Oh.
This theology class.
Yeah.
Let's think of some more funny puns.
I don't know a whole lot of him. Yeah. Let's see, Philadelphia. Streets of Philadelphia is one, right? Wasn't there a church in Philippi? Like, that's the church of... Okay, so...
Hey, guys, we got to admit, we are super distracted by this whole bear situation.
It's hard every day you wake up.
Yeah.
Like, we are still kind of... You went to Reliant K last night, you're a little sleepy, we're walking into work, and it's like...
Yeah.
In an instant, everything changed.
Yeah.
Everything.
I've seen bears in the mountains, you know, at camp or whatever. They wander into the campground where we're having a youth camp or whatever. So then they kind of chase them off or whatever. But this is the city,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, and this is far away from the mountains. I mean, up in the heights, in the foothills. Sure,
yeah.
You see them.
Why not? But this is
way down here,
right?
The funniest thing is the last comment we made, because we were talking about 9/11, and he said his stepdad had called and said, "Son, your life's never going to be the same." same.
Oh, wow.
Your world is about to change forever. Like, wow, I said that right as we were walking.
And then it was like, bear. There's a bear.
Static.
Hey, guys. Hey. I was just calling for some advice. Is that okay?
Yeah,
absolutely.
What's your name, Fran?
Sweet. Well, my buddy got his house broken into yesterday.
Okay.
And he got his Xbox stolen.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's like all he has. And so I want to do something for him, but I'm not a gamer at all. I own a first-gen PS and a Wii that I bought in 2007.
Okay.
Mm.
So I was calling to see if I could get some advice for what I should get or how.
Pay it forward.
I doubt I can afford a new one.
Yeah, I was going to say, we were talking about it this morning because the PS4 actually released today. But that thing is costly. I will say this. Sounds terrible, but the new systems we're releasing this week, so the Xbox 360 and the PS3 have considerably gone down in price.
There you go.
Yeah. So you can probably find one on Craigslist. Some dude trying to sell it because he just bought the new system for pretty cheap. So there you go.
Yeah.
I recommend going to Craigslist or somewhere because I'm sure there's plenty of people now trying to pawn off their old system since they just got the upgrade.
Dude, that's super cool that you want to buy him.
Yeah, that is.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks, guys.
We'll see.
Have a good day.
There you go.
There you go. Video Pay It Forward Friday.
I know.
I like it.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was barely awake.
Hey, look out.
Man.
And I heard about your encounter.
Yeah.
And I thought I had a little update on it, and I thought I should tell you. See, what happened was the bear was in the mountains, and he heard somebody cranking static.
Oh.
And so he decided to walk down to the studio because he wanted to give you guys a donation. But when he got there, he realized he forgot his wallet.
Right.
Oh, my
God. And then he was embarrassed because, he was embarrassed. I didn't mean to do that. He was embarrassed because he left it at home and was turning around to go back and get it and literally bumped into us.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
Didn't want to say why he was there. Yeah. So he ran around the corner of the building because he just didn't have words to speak to us in that moment.
Not to mention, he was terrified of my muscles.
I thought you guys wanted to know that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I had to share it. All right, guys.
There you go. Beautiful.
Goodbye.
Static.
Hi. I have a fun joke Friday joke thingy to
say. Heck yeah, you do. Let's hear it.
It's a Batman joke, okay?
All right. Let's hear it.
What does Batman always get with his beverage?
What?
Just ice.
What? Because it spells justice.
Justice.
Yeah.
Agreement.
It spells justice.
I'm sorry, Fran.
Thanks for the call. man.
That joke was unbearable. I had to make another bear joke.
But
there's not a lot of bear words.
No.
There's not.
Let's see. Well, I just said embarrassed.
The embarrassed one. That was good.
That was good.
As soon as you said that, my mind started going. I'm thinking of other words that have bear in the middle.
We barely noticed he was there this morning.
Yeah.
Barely said that one.
That joke barely flew.
Yeah. Let's see. Barely.
Barely. Embarrassed. Unbearable.
Unbearable, yeah. Yeah. Bare naked. Bare hands. Yeah.
Bare hands.
We've already used all those.
Yeah.
There's no more
bare face.
They've been exhausted.
South Paw.
Okay? No more.
Paw. We could go the direction of paws or hair.
Yeah.
Hair, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like we've accomplished the end of the bear stuff.
Oh, that's good. We can move on with our day.
It is Friday.
Perfect timing.
Oh, gosh.
I can't help it.
There's only a few ways. You got to do it. Okay.
No more bear jokes.
You got it.
It's funny now, but in the AM of 5:50, when we were standing there, it was not funny.
No.
It was awesome. I walked into the studio and we saw Ramon. I said, best day ever. Any tiredness that was in me is gone.
We now forever have a story that we can tell that, you know, most people are like, yeah, there's a bear on campus. We saw him. We took photos of him in a tree. And we're like,
I should mention this.
That's your story. We win.
That's right.
Paul from Houston, who is so much funnier than we'll ever be.
Yes, true.
He says, if there's a bear in your tree, what I want to know is where the honey at?
Oh, man.
And then he says, thank you for all the grisly details.
Oh.
And then what is this? He sent me a picture.
Those are good.
I can't say that one online. That's funny.
Uh-oh, it's the boss.
For sure.
Oh, no way, Action 7 News is here.
Action 7 News just bombed the radio station.
Oh, man.
Angela Brower from Action 7 News just bombed.
You barely made it in time. She doesn't want to go on there,
but she wants to interview Steve-O and Mateo. Okay. About this whole incident. So while you guys are setting up, do you want to get him right here?
Wait, in the studio? We can be outside. We can reenact it. We can reenact it. I mean, we've got it down, yo.
And not only can they reenact it, they'll have someone pretend they're the bear.
Yes. So your camera dude's got a gnarly grizzly beard there. So you could be the bear.
You could be the bear. But
we'll
he has to run the camera.
Action 7 News.
Sam, you're running the camera.
Will you stop it? All right. So apparently we're going to have to go to some music now.
Hey, why don't you guys do The Beautiful Gallows?
The bear interrupting our show was not enough in the 6 o'clock hour.
How about The Beautiful Gallows?
Somebody actually was asking how they get The Beautiful Gallows.
I don't know, but why don't you do them? That would just be great because it's mean and it's tough.
All right.
It's tough and mean.
Courtesy of our boss here who's telling us what to do. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to let you rock some music. We're going to hang out with this wonderful Action 7 News team.
Action 7 News
team. So everybody, TiVo the Action 7 News later.
TiVo. We're going to be on the news.
DVR it.
You guys are going to be famous.
I'm going to talk about tornadoes a lot.
No bigs, but we're going to be famous.
Yeah. Tornado came out of the sky sitting in my trailer.
How's my hair look, man?
It looks great.
Should I keep the jacket on? Do I take the jacket off?
Let's just do this.
I got tattoos. Do you want the tattoos? Does it seem more grisly if I got tattoos? Just natural?
There's no natural.
I ran into a bear this morning. You kidding me? All right. We got to go be famous. We'll see you guys in a bit. On the way, some Arcade Fire. We've got some Foo Fighters right now. The Beautiful Gallows.
Woo!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Yep. You know it.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show.
Well, we got interviewed by the news.
A big old shout out to Angela.
Yeah, they said it was either... Wait, can we say when it's going to air?
5 or 6 p.m.?
5 or 6. If you don't watch the news, you ought to.
Action 7 News.
And you really ought to watch it today.
Yeah. I cannot wait to see what actually comes of that interview.
It's a good thing we picked today to stay up way too late last night. Why? Not really. And then come to work and see a freaking bear.
Why didn't we not ask Angela if we could somehow get that footage at some point?
Give me that footage, Angela.
She was amazing.
Yeah. I gave a shout out to Michael Jackson during the interview, so
yes.
If it doesn't air, just know it happened.
Take
heart.
I thanked Brad Pitt for my mighty bear skills I learned from watching Legends of the Fall many a time.
Gosh, I wish that we would see the interview tonight and they would have cut it up and just made us look like terrible people. and they're inserting words. It's like, and then I shot the bear. I didn't even say that.
I didn't say that. No, it's the news. Blame the liberals. Liberal media.
Action News 7. More like Liberal News 7.
Hopefully there will be definitely some serious action news tonight.
Yeah,
so
man.
5 or 6. Angela was amazing. Just interviewed us. And even if it never makes it to the light of day, she said that was her favorite interview ever.
That interview better not end up on
that made
floor.
My day, so
cutting room floor.
It was good. It's exactly what I was hoping for.
You're welcome, Albuquerque.
Shout out to her grizzly bear of a cameraman who had one of the raddest beards I've ever seen.
And shout out to the actual black bear that made this situation happen. Thank you for showing up on campus today. We hope that you live a good, healthy rest of your bear life.
I know, poor dude. Can you
imagine?
He's probably a little embarrassed right now.
Oh, look out. We made a couple more bear jokes on the interview.
We really did.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right. You can catch it. Action 7 News. I have to DVR it.
We're famous, man.
No, I have to.
Honestly, though, I almost kicked into Mississippi mode and instinctively started talking about a tornado. the camera was there, and I automatically just started going, yeah, I was just sitting at home, I was eating, and then I heard it. Sounded like a freight train, man. You seen Twister? You seen that? Well, what I did is I got my belt and tied it around a pole, and then that thing picked me up and threw me 400 feet anyway. Yeah. Twister they lied to me, man. Whole movie was a lie, and I typically trust them. What's his name? He played the lead.
Bill Paxton.
I trust Bill Paxton. You seen the space movies. You know him. You seen him.
Oh, man.
Anyway, tornado come out, and I was like, dang, dude. And then next thing you know is skipping like a rock, man, jumping between trailers, picking them up, throwing them.
I'm glad you played it cool.
My aunt's house got taken.
Will you stop
Is this going to be on the news?
Where's the camera?
Man. Where's the camera at?
We knew Flashback Friday was going to be incredible because it's Huey Lewis in the news day. We didn't realize we were going to be on the actual news.
The action actual news.
Action 7 News.
Action 7 News.
K-O-A-T.
I told her, I was like, I feel like I'm on Anchorman. Is your name really Action 7 News?
Grandma Precious is going to be so proud of
Grandma
us tonight.
Grandma Precious, love you.
It's for you, lady. We love you.
That's awesome.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us this
sure,
morning.
Sure, man. It's been great to hang out.
It has been fun.
It's been fun.
I got to look at the window and watch the bear from a safe distance.
You got to start getting here when we get here just in case this stuff happens.
Oh, yeah. I totally missed out.
Yeah.
I pulled up when the game and fish truck with the, you know, the barrel trailer.
You're late.
I know.
You're
I
that
know.
Guy. You were one of the crowd I with their the crowd iPhones with up my in the iPhone. Air. Yeah. Waving it like they just don't care.
Hey, again, I'm going to say it. If you guys, you're seeing a lot of pictures of a bear in a tree right now. But if you want the bare truth and you want to see the real picture, you want to see the danger, you want to see the terror, then yes. You'll go look at My Static Radio's Instagram and see the real
thing. That picture is not terrifying. It is a Bigfoot-looking photo.
There are so many shadows in that picture.
You can't not take that photo until we started scaring that bear and he went the other way. I wish we had immediately taken a picture when he was directly in front of us.
Well, it helps that he wrote bear and drew an arrow to where the
yes,
bear
this
is.
Yes, is true.
It's kind of hard to find.
Yeah. Again, big shout-out to Tristan. The character from Legends of the Fall, portrayed by Brad Pitt.
I would like to thank the writer of the Berenstain Bears, because I was completely prepared. Also, yeah. The three little bears, I didn't need any porridge on this trip.
Yep,
let me tell you, next time I might.
I was reaching down for my Bowie knife that I usually have with me to my right and was like, nope, ain't there.
Well, typically, being from the South, I carry a shotgun in my, you know, just in my person at anywhere at any point in time. Not today, though.
You forgot it.
That's because it's Casual Friday. You don't bring a shotgun to Casual Friday.
I ain't
going to
bring my gun to the church house now. I don't need it. Shouldn't need it. But I guess I did need it.
Oh, man. Incredible. I wanted to bring Mitch in here before the end of the show.
Yeah.
Because something happened yesterday. But we may have to save that for Monday.
Okay.
It's looking like that's going to be part of Monday, which means...
Wait, we have got to go out on a Huey Lewis song.
But it's Friday, and we always end the show
with
Journey.
It's Flashback Friday.
It's Journey. We had a serious journey today.
We did have a journey.
All right. You want to go out with a Huey Lewis song?
What's one we have not played? Because we have so many.
Well, I was thinking, if this is it this morning...
It might as well be.
There you go.
What a segue.
I was staring at a black bear thinking, well, this is it. Hey, Mateo.
Hey.
There's no one I would have rather gone out of this world with than you, my friend.
I know. Especially your wife, Chrissy, or your kids.
Yeah. No.
I'm definitely higher on the priority list.
If we get eaten by a bear today, at least it'll be hilarious.
Here's my thing. If I get eaten by an animal, I want it to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Second place, great white shark. But if I'm going out, like, animal style In-N-Out Burger,
yeah.
I want T-Rex. I want T-Rex slipping through a dimension from the past, eating me, so then when I'm in line at the pearly gates and everybody's like, how'd you go out? I can be like, T-Rex. Modern day Marvel. T-Rex. What happened to you? Car wreck? T-Rex. What's up now?
Right here.
Oh, man. You've got to get to our Instagram, instagram.com/mystaticradio.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus. We are alive.
Amen.
Good times. Final phone call.
Hey, so you guys sure you really saw a bear, or was it just a big dog?
You need to get to the Instagram. We were just on the Action 7 News because we were the ones that wrestled him down to the ground and held him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure my daughter wasn't there, Mitch?
Yeah, she was running scared. She was here.
Yeah, the funny thing for me, I thought that was Mitch at first, and then I realized, wait a second, she's not that.
Dad, I just sent you a picture. Go to your text messages. I just sent you a picture of the bear.
Okay.
There you go. It's real. It happened.
You guys have a nice Friday.
Hey, you too,
Mitch's dad.
There you
go. Bye. All right. Middays with Mitch is up next. She's already in studio creeping on a come up.
And disclaimer, she is nowhere near as big as this giant grizzly killer bear was.
She's probably going to actually be focused and have an excellent show. Thanks to the bear in question who just derailed us today.
Thank you, Bear. You've given us a great show and a horrible show.
Action 7 News at 5 or 6.
Yeah. Check it out.
Shout out to Angela. We're going to put you on Instagram and tag you, girl.
Yeah, we will.
There you go. We out. Sam Swan.
See ya.
We'll see you again next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Here with us.
All right. This is your last Friday for a few weeks. You're going back out on the road.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll be gone next week.
You're going on tour and being all cool and stuff.
I'm not. It's not really a tour. Yeah. It's two shows.
Some Thanksgiving.
And then it's Thanksgiving. So I'll be in Florida and Mississippi and Nashville.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Have fun.
I will. Probably won't encounter a bear.
Yeah.
But I might see Dave.
All right. Well, that's it for us. We'll see you guys again on Monday. If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. You can podcast it. I'm going back and listening to our 6 a.m. break when I had just gotten done headbutting that bear.
Yes.
This story keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go. I have to go clean my knives.
We told the real story on the news. So yeah. If you want the real story in its entirety,
yeah.
No exaggerations.
You'll see what can really
minus
happen.
Minus the arm wrestling.
When you wrestle a bear with a samurai sword.
There you go.
You'll get the real deal.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.